Good morning. These are your local headlines from the San Diego Union-Tribune. I'm David Clary, and today is Friday, January 13th. The California Public Utilities Commission, and its independent arm that looks out for ratepayers, is looking at measures to blunt some of the sticker shock that customers with natural gas hookups will soon see. The commission on Thursday also vowed to launch an examination into the root causes of the recent spike in natural gas prices. A proposal to allow high-rise housing and backyard apartments on many more properties in San Diego was approved Thursday by a city council committee. The proposal would soften city rules to allow such housing when a property is near mass transit. The transit line could be as far as 1 mile away instead of the current requirement of half a mile away. Rain-weary San Diego County will get hit by back-to-back storms during the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. The first system will move ashore late Saturday and is expected to deliver about a half inch of rain at the coast and 1 inch across inland areas by early Sunday. The second storm is expected to arrive on Monday and could produce as much as 1 inch of rain at the coast and 1.5 inches across inland valleys and foothills. You can find more news online at sandiegouniontribune.com. And for more of the biggest stories of the day, listen to our podcast, The San Diego News Fix. Thanks for listening.